Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So I ask, why did someone kill him? What's the problem? Could it be, all right, that cherry-picked comments as you're doom-scrolling got into the right set of eyes and ears enough, and no one really gave the guy a shot and heard what he had to say, led to his death? So the very thing that gave him the popularity, the internet, his content, when presented in a different way without context, could that have led to his death? I think that's a thing that needs to be looked at. Of course it was. Holy shit. I got to take a break. I got to go potty. This is all incredible, in my opinion. But before I leave you, I need to lighten the mood.
There you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on.
All right, I'm not done. I just got to go tinkle because Yoda Whirl said, "Hey, thanks for the show." No. I have plenty more to talk about, but I have to go potty. So stay right there. Okay, so I'll be back in just a second. I promise. Okay, I'm back. Thank you so much for being here. I have, again, failed to present any of my sponsors, but we were on a massive roll. When you're rolling, kind of roll right through it, and that's that. But this show would not be possible without the support of great entities like Impact Power Sports. They sponsor my studio. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Wonderful place to pick up a Yamaha golf cart, an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, snowmobile, go-kart. They have it all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Full service department there. Get your hillbilly shit at Impact. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan wants to take care of your downed trees. Maybe you got a stump that needs to be ground. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. They do it all. King's Room Barbershop. Three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street, kingsroom.net. A haircut will set you back $21. They're awesome. And when you go to their website, kingsroom.net, you'll have exact locations, hours of operations, and schedules too. see who is where. Maybe you've got a favorite person who cuts hair. They might be at a different location. Check the schedule. Every day it's posted. Kingsroom.net, $21 plus tip for guys to get their hair cut and chicks who like short hair. Okay. That concludes the end of my fact-finding mission about Charlie Kirk. I hope it was interesting. Ultimately, that's what I'm hoping for. Something interesting that you will take out of this show. That's all I'm looking for. Speaking of conservatives, though, there's one particular one. If you think Charlie Kirk was religious, this dude, Josh Shriver, is a Michigan Republican in the state house. And he is a handful. And the latest thing that he is doing, I mean, again, super pious. In my opinion, you can never trust the super pious ones. Those are the ones who are putting, like, you know, homeless people's feet up their own assholes. Josh Shriver has proposed a bill in the great state of Michigan. And it's an anti-porn bill. It's going to ban pornography. And I think if you make it, you'll be arrested and jailed as a pedophile. Wait, I don't know if it's pedophile. It'd make it illegal for Michigan adults to view pornography online. Those who make or distribute porno would be, okay, here it is, guilty of a felony, punishable by up to 20 years and or fined up to $100,000, according to the proposed language. Now, there is no way that this bill will ever see the light of day, and that's great. Okay? And it's not going to see the light of day because everybody likes to beat their meat while looking at porno. Even him. Probably. And they're going to say, no, we're shooting it down because it goes against the right to free speech. So that's why they're going to say that. That's why they're not allowing this bill to proceed. But what they mean is they like to jack their dicks while watching some fat chick take four in the keister. That's what they're saying. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, you know, this dude has kiddie porn on a computer somewhere. Ben Glaze has a nice thing. He says, great first half of the show. And then he writes, dicks in kids. What? That reminds me, this is all on Facebook. I should probably kick the Facebook audience out now. I don't want somebody watching this on Facebook who's a family member of mine and seeing me utter the phrase, dicks in kids. So thank you to the audience on Facebook and YouTube. If you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. The Wild West. The barren wasteland that is Twitch. So if you're on Facebook and I see there's 10 of you, that's an all-time high. And I see one of you on YouTube. Also, that ties a record. You go to Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live if you want the rest of this show. And you can do that on your desktop or your laptop, or download the Twitch app in the App Store and then search Eric Zane Live. I know you're like, why? Why do you do that? It's like, you don't need to worry why I do that. That's just how it's done. You can also download the audio wherever you download shows. When I get done with this shit show, I will post the audio to the usual spots and you can download it and do your thing. All right. Oh, And I have a Patreon, too, where today we are doing Who Are These Free Beers? Another rip-roaring edition of that show. That happens at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast featuring the aforementioned Ben Glaze. He's into rape. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. And I put new material up every day of the week on Patreon. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Our local TV's legend, Juliet Dragos, covered the story of the porno ban in Michigan.
Ban online pornography in Michigan is getting a lot of attention. The bill was just introduced.
He's putting this out because he thinks that people aren't going to want to fight to keep porno. Now, they will. I don't think they'll be as bold as me. Like, if I were in the state house or state senate and Josh Shriver said, why do you not want to ban porno? He's thinking I won't say it. I'll say, well, because I just saw some great mommy cuck group action that blew my mind. I mean, holy shit, that woman's face looked like a Krispy Kreme and it was awesome. And I blasted a big creamy one right across my belly, and it was intensely awesome. That's why, asshole.
In the House of Representatives late last week. 13 On Your Side political reporter Josh Alberta spoke with one of the lawmakers behind it. He joined
us
now.
He loves it. Learned. Josh? So does she.
Yeah, Juliet, I caught up with one of the sponsors.
That guy in the background? He's going to watch porno right now.
The bills, not necessarily the author, but he had some things to say, this sponsor did, about why he's already supporting it. The bill.
All right, the sound just.
Sharing porn to people in Michigan. People who do would face at least a felony of up to 20 years in prison or a $100,000 fine. I asked the.
You know how much productivity would go down in Michigan if we have no access to porno when it comes to jacking off? You know what would happen? Because it's going to take forever to actually get to the point when you can blast on your belly. It just doing it in your mind's eye, that's bullshit. No. I want to be done in 90 seconds. Asshole. When I take, if I'm like in the workplace and I take like a jack break, I can't sit there and pound my crank for 15 minutes trying to work up a measly little bit of goo. I want to get right back to work.
Why he's supporting it.
It's like a drug, I'm told.
I'm told! Bullshit! That guy's eating his own jizz.
You need to have more of the drug in order to be able to get the same effect. And if
what?
Pornography becomes part of your lifestyle, and
you need more porno to have it take the same effect.
Something you do on a regular basis.
I actually believe he's never looked at porno.
It just keeps. You need to get more and more of it. And
yeah, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
That's not good for the brain.
So the government's telling us what's good for our brain. That's what he's suggesting.
I don't think that's good for human development.
Okay.
And there's.
I disagree. My God, I didn't even pee when I went in the other room.
Seems to be more. The prohibited material under this bill would also include someone of one biological sex, quote, imitating, depicting, or representing himself or herself to be of the other biological sex, unquote.
What?
It explicitly carves out material protected by the First Amendment, but with broader privacy protections having been recognized over time by the legal system, something like this could very likely face some legal challenges if law. Pablo seemed to acknowledge that when I asked him, and he told me he doesn't expect it to pass given where he sees society and culture right now.
Yeah.
But of course, that hasn't stopped them from trying. The bill is on to the House Judiciary Committee, and if they give it a hearing, they would decide whether to recommend it to the full House. In the the newsroom. Josh Alper.
That's a long process and a huge waste of time. And I think that people who would have voted for these lawmakers to put them in office, I hope that they carefully consider in the future who they vote for in other elections. If you live in an area where you have a lawmaker who wants to tell you no porno, that to me is career suicide, because everybody wants porno. And anybody who doesn't want porno is a liar. And I don't want to be, I want my lawmakers doing things like, you know, harsh penalties on criminals and fixing the fucking roads and boring shit. I don't want you telling me that I can't go to xxxhamster.com and look at some sexy amputee porn. A2 Fortin says, as his blinking increases frequency. I'm not sure what that means. Tophus says, not jizzing is what's not good for the brain, you fucking mayonnaise sandwich. Yeah, whenever you haven't, like, blasted off a big streamer, you're off, you're kind of antsy. Like, oh, God, I got to go work one. Oh, fucking shit. Tyler says Easy usually has dirty foot porn queued up on his phone. Tovis says, can you imagine how bad society would be if nobody could jack off on the internet? Yeah, if there's no porno, I am going to take one for the team. And it's going to be Pooh Bear and I are going to make it and then just text it to all of you. That'll be part of my content. Nick says, yeah, you're supposed to blast 22 minimum for good prostate health, I think you mean. Now, I don't see any of our ladies chiming in, and I don't want to put that pressure on you because you're usually more sheepish about your intense masturbation schedule. But I know full well what you're up to, okay? And don't act like you're not. I understand that it's a little weird for ladies to just fly in here and say, oh, yeah, man, my fingers always smell like fish. I mean, I understand that. I support that. Only those pig guys will talk about this shit as fluently as we do. Tyler says a new Patreon tier would be incoming. Can you imagine the financial impact on our society if something like that were to go away? I mean, you have thousands of sex workers that work online on OnlyFans. Now, most of them only make like $15 a year. JQuill17 says, my dad has no clue who you are. And he says, this guy makes a solid point. Oh, I know I do. And thank you to your father. Leave us alone, all right? If I've got 24 hours in a day, all right, and I take a handful of minutes to jack my pud and look at some chick who I don't know who's making a ton of money to take two in the keister, who the fuck is that hurting? My God. I think that what... excuse me, hang on. I think what we need to do... State of Michigan or somebody... Sorry, I'm still having a hard time. It went down the wrong pipe. You ever do that? You got to put some type of private investigator on Josh Shriver there. And see what this guy's up to. Because there's no way that he isn't aggressively beating his meat to XXX hamster. I find that all to be nonsense and annoying. And let me just say this. If we're ever talking about this, and some of the amazing ladies on the show get up the nerve to break in to the conversation, I don't want to know you. Okay? You're all like sisters to me, and it would be that gross. So stay the fuck out. This is a no-chick zone. I don't want to hear about it. It'd be like sisters, and in Maureen's case, a great-great-grandmother. And I don't want to hear about my great-great-grandmother doing her nails while she's watching four black guys go to town on each other or somebody else. Luigi Mangione just had two serious charges thrown out in the case against him. Part of this story is, as it's being described, ghoulish Luigi Mangione fans camp outside New York City court, hoot and holler, celebrating tossed terror charges. It says this all happened not even a week after conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's assassination put a spotlight on U.S. political violence. Yeah, these people who are doing this are people on the left. They are not people on the right. Every single one of these people that are chanting Free Luigi, this woman is dressed up like Luigi from Mario Brothers with her Free Luigi sign. This woman is wearing her Free Luigi shirt. This woman says, I love Italian boys. Now, I want you, even if you don't have a dog in the fight here, even if you have, well, actually, maybe if you do, if you're the type of person that you're of the opinion that Brian Johnson, I don't even like to say it, but there are some people that are like, Brian Johnson deserved it. He worked for United Health and one of the biggest health insurance companies in the world, and he deserved it. As much as I think you're a fucking asshole for saying that, I probably still love you because some of you who I love very much do have that fucked up belief. But whatever. Can we all agree that these sick assholes showing up outside of the courtroom yelling Free Luigi to this murdering fuck need to be locked up themselves or buried in a field? Crazy eyes on this bitch, by the way. Holy shit. I don't get it. I don't understand. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Gregory Caro tossed first and second degree murder as terrorism charges. The top counts in the state of New York's case against Luigi Mangione. The surprise ruling delighted the swarm of sickos who camped out all night in the hopes of glimpsing Mangione. God, I cannot believe that. People are that defective that they would cheer this guy on. Holding up homemade signs, intermingling Tiger Beat-esque images of the twisted folk hero with political and anti-health insurance company messages. By the way, the NFK, he loves his health insurance. He just got that endoscopy today. It cost him $270. Free Luigi posters. The ruling during the 15-minute hearing did keep intact Mangione's other second-degree murder charge and eight other counts for the December 4th killing. He still faces 25 years to life in prison on that count, but the judge's ruling to toss out the terrorism charge means he'll be eligible for parole if convicted at trial. This is huge. However, he also carries federal charges that carry a possible death penalty. Now, the people that were trying to get this conviction, these two terrorism charges, they said that Mangione should be considered a terrorist. And so the judge says, why? Well, he assassinated Brian Thompson on a New York City street, and that's the key. They maintain it was a bid to stoke fear and usher in a revolution in the healthcare industry. So that was the argument that they were making. Like, hey, now all the other bigwigs are going to be put on blast knowing that they could be killed, striking fear. And I think that's a fair point. However, they also went on to say the defendant chose to execute Brian Thompson in Midtown, a place widely recognized as the media capital of the world, with the intent to violently broadcast a social and political message to the public at large. Judge said, well, you did prove, in my mind, you've shown sufficient evidence that this was a premeditated and calculated execution, but they had not proven that he did it to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. The judge said, after looking at, like, he had a diary, he didn't do it to threaten, intimidate, or coerce, but rather to draw attention to what he perceived as greed of the insurance industry. That's splitting hairs right there, what that is. So the judge is essentially saying what they're saying, but just not in as devastating of language. Draw attention as compared to persuade. That's nuts. So we have all of these assholes who somehow have gotten it in their mind that they can go ahead and protest Luigi Mangione. These are the people who, like, every one of them, I would take close-up pictures of every one of these people and put it online and try to get them fucking fired. All right? The same way this is the guy who got killed. The same way all these fucking assholes are getting fired for cheering on Charlie Kirk's death. Every one of these sickos should, their faces should be brought. Look at, she's giving, here, have a pizza. We're going to have a pizza for a donut for Luigi. Here, we're fighting the good fight. All these fucking jobless fucking assholes. Fuck you. God damn. Speaking of terrorism, this area right here, that's like a fantastic spot to throw one of those pressure cooker bombs right here. And then there you go. Problem solved. I'm going to add that to my list of things that I've said that are a hell of a lot worse than anything that Charlie Kirk ever said. Alan says that our friends at Freebird and Hot Wings are pumped about this. Jay Quill says, so what about the Maitland stuff? Not sure if I missed it or not. Yeah, that was we talked about it, that extensively yesterday, and I haven't heard anything. I mean, if she had gotten shit canned, rest assured, my phone would have gotten blown up. I'm sure that, at this point, probably nothing will come of it. I think the takeaway there, though, is because all I did was take her words and say, hey, this is what she said. At the end of the day, it's annoying. It pisses them off. It gets their feet moving. They have to scramble a little bit, maybe a little bit of anxiety, wondering, will anything happen? Probably not. But if it does, great. Who cares? Doesn't matter to me. I'm still doing the same goddamn thing every day.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A2 Fortin says that our pals at Freeburn Hot Wings were discussing pounding your pud at work on break in a single stall locked bathroom the other day. If I remember correctly, Hot Wings did not see an issue there. I just want to see your thoughts, reaction. I don't see an issue either. That actually sounds pretty interesting. I'm impressed that they actually discussed that, but it probably took 4 segments. All right. I don't have a ton more to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. I do have a video that I'd like to share. It was sent to me by Maitland. Not Maitland. That's on my brain. Megan. I wish Maitland would have sent it. Maybe one day. This is proof positive that Megan and I are... You know, like in the movie, what's the one with Tom Cruise? It's The Bourne Identity. Tom Cruise, and it's like pre-crime, and those three brothers and sisters, and they're called precogs, and they like predict who's going to commit a crime. Megan and I are the precogs. We think alike. It is me, Megan, and Murder Lover Linda. We are the three precogs from the Tom Cruise movie, The Bourne Identity. That is not correct. The film is called Minority Report. Shit. Cole says, what happened to the Kelly Cheese and Maitland show? What a pile of shit that would have been. When I was still talking to Ross before he got the yips and said, quote, for my mental health and out of respect for Kelly, I have to end this thread. And I was like, what? You're the one who started it all. What the fuck are you talking about? He said that Town Square was not going to pay them, so they wouldn't do it. It was supposed to be an afternoon show on 95.7. And I'm sad that it didn't happen because we had crushed it. This wife, mom, finds a baby squirrel She wants to keep it. The husband wants her to put it down and not keep it. The comment she made is outstanding, and she puts her fucking foot down, and she's keeping that fucking squirrel. It's a short video. Here we go.
Amber, I have dreamed of this my whole fucking life. No.
Let him go.
I'm not riding with it.
Amber.
No.
Let him go.
No. Open the fucking tailgate. open the fucking tailgate.
I have dreamed of this moment my whole fucking life. I believe her. And she's got the little guy and his little legs are running. She's taking him home. She's on a mission. And I like how the guy realizes he's got no shot in this.
Amber.
I have dreamed of this my whole fucking life. No.
Let him go.
I'm not riding with it.
Amber.
No.
Let him go.
No. Open the fucking tailgate. open the fucking tailgate.
Okay, now, I don't know if it was the mom raccoon had abandoned it or it was, you know, on its own or hell, I wouldn't even be surprised. There's no way like she just took it like from the mom because the mom raccoon would have killed her. You know, Jay Quill says, I didn't want to beat a dead horse about Maitland. My bad for that. No, no, it's totally fine. Who are you? You're new. Are you a defector? That reminds me. I just heard from Chris in Vermont about the defectors. I'm going to read this to you. Come on, man. Subject line. The free beer, the FBHW defectors. First off, I want to say I love the defector title that you have given to everyone that has left that shitty show. It is great. I don't own an FBHW shirt, but if you created a shirt that said, I'm an FBHW defector and slap your logo on it, I will buy that. That's a great idea. I think I should do that. And then if I get anybody that says, hey, I'm a new defector, say, you need this t-shirt. He writes, I would like to nominate the Tuesday show, 1500, episode 1596, Maitland Hammers, Sad Kirk Supporters, as one of your best episodes of the year. Well, thank you. You made excellent points, and you beat the hell out of everyone that was wrong. Like you, I may not have supported Kirk, but in no way would I like to see anyone die that I don't agree with. You're going to love today, then, because me defending Charlie Kirk is an M. Night Shyamalan fucking plot twist. Jay Quill says, no, I've been here before. I actually Facebook messaged you. You just never said anything back, LOL. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Send an email, and then that's the best. Sometimes I miss those. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. As long as you're not, like, asking for too much. What do I mean by that? Well, you know. Just asking for too much. If it's a conversation, yes. If my commitment is just replying and hitting send, then yes. Arc Flash says you need to make a stale beer cold wing shirt so you don't get any legal letters. Good call. Finally, I'm pretty sure you have not mentioned the two things from FBHW show on 9/11/25 that you might want to review for Who Are These Free Beers? I wanted to fill you in case you missed them. So some of my defectors make show notes. Like Pat Phipps is, I mean, he's seriously a shining star. Yesterday, you were talking about Coleman's son playing football and how you're planning to go to the games and watching them. You indicated Freebear goes to those games and you're going to sit next to him and talk to him. Yes, I am doing that. And by the way, you're all invited. When I go, we're all going and we're going to surround him. On Thursday's show last week, Freebear was bitching about his kid sucks at football and was trying to tell him how to play. Time stamp for that is 41 minutes, 17 seconds. So pause there. I reached out to Cole. And I wrote, hey, this is from an audience member. He said, yeah, his kid sucks at everything. That's why he wants to be so involved with my kids. I can't blame him. If I had to guess, Greg was never much of an athlete. I don't know. I know Greg's talked about playing basketball. I said, his kid? Is that who he's talking about? I wrote, does his kid play football? He says, no. Well, I wrote, well, maybe he was talking about your kid. That'd be a horrible move on his part if he's talking about Coleman's kids sucking at football, which, by the way, they don't. Only the oldest one plays, and the oldest one is to a point now where he can kick Greg's ass because he's grown like 8 inches in a year. I told Coleman that we got to start counting down the days to when Greg gets beat up by the child. They also did peanut butter karaoke, and holy shit, I couldn't make it more than 2 minutes into that garbage. Ben Glaze, what are you reviewing for, who are these free beers today? Are you reviewing peanut butter karaoke? If you're not, I will. If you are, I'll do something else. Cole says, how great would it be to get a Zane versus Freebeer fist fight at a kid's football game? That shit would go viral. Freebeer and Hot Wings probably wouldn't even talk about it. There is no way Greg would ever do anything like that. Coleman told me about a time that he got into it with Freebeer in front of Greg's house about something. I don't remember what. And they got a little bit close to each other and they were aggressively, I don't know if it was screaming or what, but Coleman noticed that Greg's one of those guys who, when he gets pissed off or agitated, his eyes well up with tears. Have you ever had a discussion with guy whose eyes well up with tears when he gets angry? So he's having the discussion, and Coleman's fucking tall as shit, and he's a fucking hillbilly is what he is. And he's looking down at Greg talking about whatever the fuck. And Freebeer's like, and he's... eyes are welling up. He's got wet eyes. And Coleman said his upper lip, I can't even do it. It was like quivering. So he's getting this intense crying response with quivering lip and wet eyes. Oh no. Jay Quill says, my money would be on you, second round. Do this fight for charity. I'm in. I would absolutely do a celebrity boxing match, we would raise millions of dollars. You tell him, I will fight him anywhere, anytime. You tell him. Irvine's calls rights to host Dibs. We'll set up a ring in the parking lot and I will fight him. I will fight all of them. I'll even fight the women. Thank you for keeping your show excellent and continuing to beat the ever-loving shit out of Greg and his group of idiots. It seems like they continue to go out of their way to give you more ways every day to make themselves look bad. The defectors should start rising in numbers as this continues to happen on a weekly basis. Sorry I haven't been live on the chat. I suck, and that's a me problem. Take care, Chris in Vermont. No, you are excellent, and I appreciate you taking the time to write that. And I do get new defectors. Now, I'd be lying if I said it's like a wave. No, it's every so often one. All right? But I've got a lot more now than I had 6 months ago. I continually get curious people that check this out and go, well, this is pretty good. He's been doing this for almost 1,600 episodes? What? I had this one wildebeest named Nina who was the biggest fan. Oh, my God, was she a big fan. I remember her because she lives north of the Hard Living Line in a community known as Gaylord, Michigan. Hang on. Sorry, I apologize. Somebody said on the Segment 18 Facebook page, say his name three times like Beetlejuice and he shows up, which I found to be hysterical. Yes, that's true. I look at the posts all the time, and if someone does talk about me, I'm always interested in joining the fun. Why can I? Why can I not do that? And they've been making an effort to delete anything that has to do with me there. And it's like, well, that's the only thing that anybody pays attention to on this Facebook page. Why would you get rid of that? I don't understand. Somebody asked, could you please tell me on this page when Freeburn Hot Wings quit taking shots at Zane? I haven't listened since they did that 2 to 3 months ago. I really miss hearing Maitland and Kelly. Thanks. So whatever. But what caught my eye on it is Chris wrote, they made a comment about Easy making a living scrutinizing them under a microscope. And the first thing I wrote was, they did? LOL, LOL. I don't know why they keep referencing me. It makes no sense. Do you have a timestamp for when this happened? I want to feature this on Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Searles said the guy who created this thread said they took a shot at you 2 to 3 months ago. I think that's what he was referencing. I go, oh, okay. Well, that's too long ago. I don't know when that is. And then out of the blue, this wildebeest, Nina, wrote, so they took one or two shots at a miserable fuck who will seemingly never get over being fired, which was his own fault. But you have no problem with him making nearly his entire fucking show taking shots at FBHW? Got it, you fucking pine cone. Which, that's interesting. So I saw that. And I'm like, oh, say it ain't so, Nina. You and I've been looking at your pictures of cats and fried food on your Facebook and watching you lose the Battle of the Bulge for years. Don't say it ain't so. I wrote, oh, come on. That is what I said, but I wrote, oh, come on. You and I are pals. She writes. I lost a lot of respect for you, man. I was crushed when you were fired. I fucking cried. I get that all the time from people who don't like me for the fun that I have. They always give me their resume of how they were like the biggest supporter ever. You know? I immediately started following you when you started your own podcast. I wanted you to succeed so bad. I stopped being able to follow as closely after some time. Why? What happened? So whatever. Maybe it was their job. Then she writes, then I started hearing and seeing shit you'd say about the members of Free Beer and Hot Wings. And you made it a regular thing, so I stopped supporting you. Then she writes, I've said nothing negative on these posts about you until now. I wish you no ill will. I hope you and the family are doing well, but I'm so disappointed that you keep targeting them negatively. I wrote, oh, get serious. Because she had wrote, I intended you no ill will. I go, you absolutely intended ill will. You just got done calling me a miserable fuck, LOL. Then I wrote, that's okay. You understand that me busting the show's balls is exactly what they do, don't you? So it's okay for everybody else to get made fun of, but when I do it to something you like, that's off limits? Give me a break. Jeez, thanks so much for the great support. LOL. And then this fat bitch did not respond to that. Now, I really didn't care. Like when I wrote, oh, come on, baby doll, you and I are pals. We're not. I don't give a fuck. But I like getting their feet moving because these people are so stupid that it's fun to take their fucking filthy, hard-living line faces and rub them in feces, which is what I did there, which is not very Charlie Kirk-like, which again proves my point that I am a lot less godly than Charlie Kirk. Is someone going to shoot me in the jugular because of the shit I say? Man Bun Chris says, what do you expect with these conversations? Fuck, she's upset. Gotta stop what I'm saying immediately. I don't know what you mean there. Oh, I think I know what you mean there. Tyler says, referring to someone as a pine cone is an advanced insult for a hard living liner. All right, I feel like we've covered a lot of territory here on this show today. And I'm grateful for your attendance. And I'm sure that we're all better. I'm sure that you're all better today because of me. We'll get to the asshole of the day in a moment. Before I do, thank you to TC Paintball. That's Rick's outfit, Rick and Crystal. Love them so much. Book a paintball event at tcpaintballgr.com. We're going to schedule a new one, another one very, very soon. Join me at TC Paintball. I already talked to Murder Lover Linda. She said she wants to play. Stevie said she's going to be there. Maureen said she's coming. And it's going to be a good time at tcpaintballgr.com. Schedule your workplace team building, kids in the neighborhood, your bachelor party, your bachelorette party. Oh, my God, so much fun. Schedule it at TC Paintball. Megan said she's going to play, too. Bob says, don't forget about the punching zoo, which, by the way, their dog, Barley, is just so sweet. I saw Barley, and he's getting ready to get another dog, too. Picture Perfect Productions is here. What is that? Is that like a fun business that you are a part of? Can you maybe shine some more light on Picture Perfect Productions? You should email me. I'd like to know who you are. Shit, if I can cream Zane with paintballs, I'm in. I just want to get creamed. When can we get Rick on the horn to chat about Home Depot traffic problems? He gets super pissed, LOL. Yes, he does. He might even be here in the chat. I don't know. Occasionally he shows up. Cute little fella. God, my throat's starting to hurt. I think I did too many impressions today. If you need health insurance, you need to reach out to Frank Fuss. Buyinsurancehere.com, BUYinsurancehere.com. It'll help you getting your healthcare.gov policy in order. His services are free at buyinsurancehere.com. Whether you're in between jobs, self-employed, or the boss doesn't offer healthcare, Frank will help you every step of the way, and it is of no cost to you. He gets paid by the insurance companies. Finally, before we get to the asshole of the day, we need to mention that Catholic Charities West Michigan has a campaign trying to get people at least interested in just a fact-finding effort to learn more about being a foster family. So perhaps you've never had kids and you feel a stirring in your heart to possibly open up your home to a young person in need whose life is upside down because something happened with mom and dad and everything's haywire. This could be you. At the very least, you could even offer respite care for up to 2 weeks for individuals. Could be a little baby, could be a 16-year-old kid, could be a 10-year-old girl. Either way, it's young people who have the deck stacked against them. Being a foster family or a respite care family can help alleviate the burden on these young people. Food programs are included. No-cost baby boutique adoption, if that's your thing or what you're thinking about. Counseling, parenting classes, foster care programs. Catholic Charities provides all of these things. If you're looking for more information, and I urge you to seek out more information, and that's no commitment on your part. Other than a little bit of time to meet with my pal Bernadette Joyce. Reach out to Bernadette. The letter B, Joyce, at ccwestmi.org. B, Joyce, at ccwestmi.org. You can also call 616-915-4695. Well, that is... what is another award-winning show is what this is. You're all better from having witnessed it. Today's asshole of the day. Is very specific. Today's asshole of the day is fat bitch Nina for being a fat bitch. Fuck you, and I hope you have a horrible day. Brandis still here. She says, I was able to make it through the whole show today. Wow, I'm on a roll. What would keep you from being here, my dear? All right. Thank you again. And I will talk to you on my Patreon. If you'd like more podcasting, that's what you do. You go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. And the Patreon is pivotal to keeping the lights on and the internet bills paid. When it comes to the Eric Zane Show podcast. So thank you for considering. You can sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane for 7 days. 7 days free. Cancel it before it expires. You won't be charged. Otherwise, $5 a month for audio. That's not bad. $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, and first crack at new material. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big.